Chapter 8. Now as to the things being discussed, this is the main point. We have such a high priest as this, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a public servant of the holy place and of the true tent, which Jehovah put up, and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If now he were upon earth, he would not be a priest, there being men who offer the gifts according to the law. But which men are rendering sacred service in a typical representation and a shadow of the heavenly things? Just as Moses, when about to make the tent in completion, was given the divine command, for says he, "See that you make all things after their pattern that was shown to you in the mountain." But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent public service, so that he is also the mediator of a correspondingly better covenant, which has been legally established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, no place would have been sought for a second, for he does find fault with the people when he says, "Look, there are days coming, says Jehovah, and I will conclude with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah a new covenant, not according to the covenant that I made with their forefathers in the day of my taking hold of their hand to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, so that I stopped caring for them, says Jehovah. For this is the covenant that I shall covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says Jehovah. I will put my laws in their mind, and in their hearts I shall write them, and I will become their God, and they themselves will become my people. And they will by no means teach each one his fellow citizen, and each one his brother, saying, 'Know Jehovah.' For they will all know me, from the least one to the greatest one of them. For I shall be merciful to their unrighteous deeds, and I shall by no means call their sins to mind any more." In his saying, "a new covenant," he has made the former one obsolete. Now that which is made obsolete and growing old is near to vanishing away.